Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Friday, November 18th, 2022. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Market, there were no trades on Thursday, November 17th, 2022. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services, $10.50. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. General Property Corporation, $5.40. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8.88. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.75. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 14 securities, of which 4 advanced, 6 declined, and 4 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index advanced by 3.51 points to close at 2,041.48. The Composite Index advanced by 1.81 points to close at 1,381.52. The cross-listed index remained at 94.54. The SME index remained at 40.21. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 688,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange, valued at $4 million. National Enterprises Limited was the volume leader, with 539,000 shares changing hands for the value of $1 million, followed by the West Indian Tobacco Company Limited, with a volume of 55,000 shares being traded for $1 million. Cleco Investment Fund was the only active security on the mutual fund market, posting a volume of 1,138 shares valued at $32,566.52. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 59 stocks, of which 23 advanced, 30 declined, and 6 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 10 million units, valued at over $57 million. The following companies represent the overall volume leaders: Wigton Wind Farm Limited with 4 million units, Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial with 1 million units, and Supreme Ventures Limited with 576,000 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, zero securities were traded on Thursday, November 17, 2022. For RCI's Business Report, I am Tova Gibson.